Okay, that's weird. It didn't.
Okay. We're going. Okay. So yeah, welcome to the Gamer Advisory Panel podcast, the pilot episode number 3. Next week's our real show. We would have started before this, but Sister Dragon was like 15 minutes late getting to the computer. I don't know what he's doing. He's busy doing something, watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Good show.
Good show. Awesome. Yeah, some dude in my blog recommended we use the name Next Level. I think his name's Pixel Sword, but I guess we can like just use that until we come up with like a better, more awesome name, like you know, the Awesome Squad or something, like the A Bomb Team, the Awesome Bomb. I mean,
wow.
Just saying, like it has to have, it should have awesome in it. Like everybody else is
corny.
Everybody else is like, oh, it should have Gap in it somewhere, but whatever. All right, now to go to the little rundown of what we're gonna do today. On our little 15 minutes of awesome combined into like a totally awesome show. First, we're gonna do the community thingy, which you'll find out is what I'm gonna do after next. And then, what you've been playing, Dagger's special awesome segment, Retro Most Wanted from the last show.
Special.
The news, gripe time.
Me too, Dagger.
And yeah, whatever happens after that, we're expecting a special guest appearance by a special someone, but we'll see if they come or appear. Anyway, so yeah, today's featured blog is Choctaw2K's Random Gaming Goodness, where he's all, "Oh man, I'm totally loving my PSP. It's so awesome." And he goes on.
It's not mine. Man, this is an outrage.
And what's the last blog you wrote, Sinister Dragon? Exactly. So yeah, he's all, "Oh man, I'm PSP, I love it, it's so awesome. I can take it with me and play it anywhere." And he's talking about his game that he's recently picked up, Deadhead Fred, MLB 06, the show. Deadhead Fred is like a platformer where you switch powers to play through the game and stuff. MLB 06 is a sports game, so I don't really care about it. And he's also been playing Burnout Paradise, which everybody seems to love right now. I can't wait to play it, but yeah, I'm on my no games for a whole year. 1 month strong, yeah.
Didn't you
January
just
is
buy
in the books.
Two games?
No, I didn't buy two games. All right, games, what are you talking about?
Didn't they come with your Xbox?
Well, I didn't buy the games if they came with the system, Dagger. That's like free, which is money I didn't
wait,
spend on.
360? When was this?
Like 2 days ago or something.
God damn it, I'm going another rock.
I ordered it, but it hasn't shipped yet, so... We'll see
oh,
when it,
I see.
It should be getting here next week. Hopefully that'd be so fun. Because, you know, it all started when Dagger was like, "Hey, Taken, I bet you can beat me at Forza 2. And I was like, "Oh, no, you didn't just go there." And then, out of my blind gamer rage, I completely went into stupid mode and ordered 360. But whatever. It's only $4.49 and I got free shipping. So high five to me. Okay. Okay, now we're gonna go into what you've been playing. Who wants to go first?
Tekken wants to go first.
Okay, since I've been volunteered, I've actually been playing something different today, because I did my level 1 segment of my YouTube series on YouTube. I played Burnout 1, 2, and 3. I played like the first stage on each of them. Then I also did like a point-to-point race on Burnout 2 and 3, because those are, like, the best. They're so fun. And, yeah, I completely forgot how awesome those games are. I was, like, having so much fun. I was like, "Oh, man, I want to keep playing," but I couldn't, because I already unlocked everything, and why would I start over? That's, like, time I could be spending on some other game, but that's basically all I've been playing. So, how about you, Dagger?
I am still playing Monster Hunter Freedom 2.
So, what are you working on right now in that game?
Actually, I was working on Tigrex S armor, and I couldn't do it by myself. I could not beat the stupid Tigrex, so I went online to fight him, and I was all ready to go. I had two people with me, so we would beat him no problem at all. The second it loaded, they both disconnected, so I was all by myself. And I thought I would just mess around and try to kill him while they were actually fighting him, because they stayed together. I guess I was the one who disconnected. And I ended up killing it in 47 minutes. I had 50, so yeah. It was really, really, really good.
Oh my jeez. Oh jeez.
So you
47 minutes? Wow.
He was hard, and my
That is dedication right there.
Yeah, I thought I was going to lose. But that's like why I like Monster Hunter, because I really thought I was going to lose. I had died twice, and I didn't have anything to heal. And then I won, and I danced.
Wait, was it because the other two were there, but they weren't there or something like that?
No, because if they were there, they beat theirs in like 15 minutes. It took me 47.
Oh, jeez.
So worth it, though.
So did you get your Tigrex armor?
Yeah, that's all I've been playing. Yes, I did. And it's really, really cool. And I look like, you guys probably don't know this, but have you ever seen Garo?
No.
Oh, well, it's a Japanese show by the people who made Power Rangers. And I look just like Garo. It's really cool. Yeah. And that's all I've been playing. What about you, gamer? 812.
Many things. Okay, here you go. 360. I just beat Fear Versus Mandate, which is like this horrible add-on for the Fear series. Horrible game. For the Wii, the Resident Evil game. Horrible light gun game for the Wii. Light gun games don't work at all. For the PS3, I bought that Pixel Junk Monsters game, which is pretty badass, but I suck at it. And playing also Folklore and Call of Duty 4.
Is Folklore any good?
I think it's alright. I mean, it's just like Pokemon on a more mature level.
Cool.
Yeah, and you get to use all the monsters you get in your collection. You can swap them out in and out, and you apply them to your buttons. It's pretty badass. But, like, the only thing I don't like about that game is like there's barely any voice acting, and like you're thinking, oh, RPG should have voice acting at least, but it doesn't. It's all text based. Like, oh, that's old school.
You're old school.
No, I've been playing. Oh, jeez, I've been playing too many games. I also started Persona 3. Have you guys played that?
Oh, that's good.
I wanted to buy it last year, but I didn't get around to it.
The introduction of that game is so fucking badass.
Oh, it is.
Man.
Bad word.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you like 12 years old?
I'm 7. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyways, yeah, the introduction is really cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, so what about Umbrella Chronicles like makes it seem broken?
Well, the concept was pretty cool. You know, it's like one of those. Remember they made rail games before for the Resident Evil series, it's like Resident Evil Survivor, whatever it's called. It's like that, but the entire span of the Resident Evil 0, Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3, all in one game. But it's like on rails, and you shoot with the Wii remote. But it's horrible because like there's lag on the screen when you're trying to move the cursor with the remote. It's just horrible. Like, it would work if it was a light gun game, but it's not.
Okay. So, like, the parts where you have to, like, use a knife and, like, take stuff in, like, the background.
Yeah, like, for the knife and the grenade, you have to, like, hold down A or I think it's B. But, like, then you have to, like, press another button to toss it or use it. Like, with the knife, you just, like, shake the remote. And that's okay, but, like, for the grenade, I don't know why they didn't add the, like, the throw motion. Throw it? It's weird. But it's kind of bad. The graphics are horrible. Not like, it's not like the GameCube game for the remake. It's way worse.
Darn, I was really hoping to get that game too. Good thing I didn't.
Well, you should rent it to see if you like it, because it does span the entire, like, Umbrella Chronicles series, so you might get into it, but unless you have two players, it's not that fun solo.
Yeah, I watched the video review on Game Trailers, and it didn't look that bad, but, yeah. So, Sinister Dragon, what have you been playing?
Call of Duty.
On. And how is it?
It is fucking amazing.
what level are you? On
He's
online.
Got a filthy mouth for a 6-year-old.
He's playing a graded game.
Well, I think I'm level 35. And I've also been playing Folklore for the PS3. That's another great game.
Have you been buying the add-on packs for it?
No, I haven't been buying them. Haven't beat the game yet. Once I beat the game, I'll get them. But I did get the Christmas add-on pack and that free one that came out.
Although user created monster Folklore.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Alright.
Do you like the online Call of Duty 4?
Yeah, I do. I rock that. I own. No one kills me. I go like 50-0.
I think you're fine. I don't believe you, Sinister.
Okay.
I want you to like upload that footage to YouTube for proof.
Okay, maybe I'm not that good, but I'm good. I'm decent. I'm better than you, Tekken.
Well, you probably are, seeing as I've only played the demo on the PC. But how would you rate that game in terms of like every other first-person shooter you've played before? Because I've been hearing some amazing things about that game, and I played the demo and I wasn't that blown away.
Because it's a demo.
What was the demo? In the PC?
Demo is just like the like this one level. I can't remember. I put it up on YouTube.
See, the single player game doesn't get good. Like, it's good all the way, but it doesn't, like, get, oh my god, good. Until, like,
it's frustrating.
Halfway
the single player portion is frustrating, don't you think?
Well, I just thought it was, like, too scripted.
The second portion, after that surprise attack on yourself, yeah.
I can't stand, like, the single player portion. It's just, spawn nation. Like, there's infinite spawn points, so it's like, you can't just, like, what do you call that? Inch your way up their level. You have to like rush it. I'm like, that's horrible.
Yeah, it kind of happened to me on the demo. I got
yeah, I hate that because I was like,
where you had to defend the tank and like
mine Tekken.
The enemy.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you
that's
could
like the worst level ever. Defend the tank. Oh my god.
Yeah, and you have to like call in the helicopter on that building. So, are you going to say Sinister? Sorry for cutting you off.
I hate that. When you play the game, you know, you try to kill all the enemies and stuff, so you stay in, like, your hiding spot, killing everyone, but they never stop coming towards
yeah.
you.
And then you're
I mean,
just like,
I spent, like, an hour in one level, like, killing all these guys, and I just noticed that I had to go up, but, whatever. Them jerks, god.
Alright, I guess that's it for, what you've been playing. So I'm gonna hit, like, stop this here so we can, like, have, like, a cutoff right there and, like, not have to worry about the last 2 minutes of this thing stopping us for going on to, like, the next segment.
Fine.
So, everybody, we'll be coming up. Well, I guess I'll get, like, the introductions out of the way since I completely forgot about that. I'm Ticket Master. Yeah, and stuff. Somebody else introduce yourself.
You're just gonna edit this in, right?
No, I'm gonna leave it here. I don't feel like editing it. I'm too lazy.
People don't know who we are when we're just talking.
Dagger? Hello. Gamer?
Yeah, I'm Dagger. Sorry, I'm playing Monster Hunter.
Okay, put the PSP away, Dagger.
She's playing Monster Hunter while recording a podcast. That's hardcore.
I'll stop. I'm
Maybe
done.
I should bust out my Final Fantasy Tactics Line War and level up my dudes.
I'll kick your ass.
Whatever, Sinister.
You're just mad because you know you can't beat me.
Okay, we're going to go on to the next segment. We'll be right back.
Wait. Gamer didn't introduce himself.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Gamer. 812. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you can keep going.
We're going to come back after this imaginary break that we're not taking and be back with our next segment.
He's being recorded.
Wait a minute.
I know. I like her accent.
Dagger, could you introduce your segment, please?
Okay, yeah, I was wondering, you guys, which games you think should be ported onto handhelds.
What do you think, Dagger?
I think Amplitude and Frequency.
Well, actually, if you think about it, that thing on the iPod, what's it called?
No, that's not the same.
Well, it's close enough. It's like
no, it's not. That's
okay, it's not the same, but it's
exactly.
Like... it's close enough to where it's like, how could you not like that, Dagger? It's like your own music that you like that you get to play on that little whatever it's called game. I can't think of it right now.
But it's not Amplitude or Frequency.
Like Guitar Hero, but not guitar.
What is it called? Isn't it like called Pulse or something weird?
It's called not Amplitude or Frequency.
Would it work though? Because like for Amplitude, I was using the L2 and R2 buttons.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But, well, I use R1, L1, and L2, I think, or maybe it's R2. But you can also use triangle. So
oh, yeah, I use triangle,
It could work.
I never played the game.
Oh, you should.
You're missing out. Let's see. I think that more strategy RPG should be ported, like Disgaea, which has already been ported, so Final Fantasy Tactics got ported, so I'd like to see some C-Coden Tactics ported.
Tactics
Ogre ported. Let's see, what
Ogre.
Else?
It's not
Soul,
right?
Nomad, and the God. World Eaters. Lots of Cell Tactics, Phantom Brave, all the Nimpodichis. I don't know. I just really
Can
like.
You make
I just,
names
I really like.
Now,
no, that's
Nipuigi.
That's the
game is that.
That's the name of the development studio that makes all those games. Nipuigi America or something, or NIS America. Anyway, so yeah, like any strategy, like tactical RPG, totally port it to the handheld and make it awesome.
But if you would just get Disgaea, you would realize you don't need all those other ones because it would last you forever.
Well, I can't do that right now, Dagger, because I can't buy any games for a whole year. And I'm 1 month down and 11 to go. We'll see how that goes. So, Sinister, what would you port? Or game?
To tell you the truth, I don't like ports of games because sometimes it's not as good. Like, just make me an original game that's based off another game. You know?
It's
like,
based off another game. Did you just say that?
Like
that's
a
not
sequel
what I meant.
To a game?
Yeah, there
okay.
we go.
That makes more sense.
You know,
like,
give me a new Final Fantasy Tactics.
You mean like, the
I
Ratchet
really
game that got...
on the PlayStation. Why do I need to beat it again?
Well, you see, the problem with that, Sinister, is if you look at Ratchet and Clank, what's that one that got ported to the PS2?
Size Matters.
Yeah, Size Matters. It was an original Ratchet and Clank game on the PSP, but oh, look at that, it didn't sell so well, so they had to port it to the PS2, so, yeah.
Is it being ported?
Yeah, that and Silent Hill 4. Or whatever, 5 or... Origins, not...
Oh, Origins? Yeah, oh, what the hell? I put on PSP, what the hell?
Yeah, I put, like, a blog up about that, and then, like, Tonic BH is always in arms about, oh, games shouldn't be ported to the PS2, and I'm like, well, yeah, but if they're not
they
selling...
horrible on the PS2. Like, you've been playing Vice City Stories, right? Or, like, Liberty City Stories?
Yeah, I have both of those. I haven't
they're
played
horrible. Them. They look horrible. They're just PSP assets blown up on the PS2.
Yeah, like in Vice City Stories, like there's so much bloom. It's like, wow, they like really went overboard with the bloom lighting. Seriously.
It's like you would think it belongs on that N64 or something. Jeez. Like I played like 5 minutes of Liberty City Stories before saying, you know what, screw this.
I put in Liberty City Stories and I immediately turned on all the cheats. Go through all the islands and not touch a story mission so I could just go around killing people. That is what I did.
Yeah,
and, like, it's weird when they, like, ported to the PS2, they remove features. Like, they removed the multiplayer. So that's, like, weird. They couldn't just add that in.
But didn't, like, on the PS2 version of the Twisted Metal game, isn't that going to have, like, extra stuff?
Yeah, head on, yeah.
Like, I think it has. It has like a bonus disc that has like a documentary or something.
Yeah, the making.
That's pretty cool. Big game I would like to see ported to the PS2 from PSP is Portable Ops, just because the controller is like, yeah.
Oh, the controller is awesome, Tekken. Come on.
Dude, Tekken, you're a retard. There's a reason why it's called.
It would be better.
No, wait. There's a reason why it's called.
Okay. I guess I'll take that back since I haven't really played my Portable Ops Plus too much.
Well, here's the thing: it's like the MGS controls don't work at all. Like overall, like MGS 3.
Good point.
You know, because like the crouch that really irritated me in Portable Ops.
Yeah,
like,
I could never even do like CQC on Snake Eater. So yeah.
You couldn't do CQC.
I'd like try with the right stick and I'd just screw up and be like, yeah, whatever. I was like, I just wanted to do, like the whole game and I was like, screw the CQC. I don't care.
That was like the best part, the CQC, slitting
especially
their throats and everything.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like you throw a guy down, you like aim at his ass, and you're like, yeah, I want your weapons, bitch. Couldn't do that. You know, it's like it's weird because like in the beginning of the game, you like you play the game, you're like, oh, you have to do CQC, but you're like, how the hell do I do this? I like played half the game just like slitting just cutting their throats without even knowing that I could do all these things. Like I had to go through the tutorial. Like it's all there. Like I was like, where the hell was this in the beginning? Like it's weird.
Okay, so
game's still awesome.
Gamer, are you talking in your PSP?
No, I'm using this PS2 headset. We're just crapping out.
Oh. You should beat it up, because it sounds really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
You oh, like, Jesus.
It's like all fuzzy and crap.
It's fuzzy?
Well, it is like crackly. Yeah, it's kind of crackly and like some, so it's breaking up a little bit. It's you're still hearable and stuff. We can still hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I got a new headset. I'm still using a Soul from PS2.
Did you who hasn't answered that question yet? Like what they want to see put into the handhelds?
Gamer.
Oh, I did.
Gamer.
What does Sinister Dragon say?
Huh?
What is Sinister
Dragon? Nothing. He doesn't like ports.
Well, he has to answer. He can't just be like,
"Oh." I'll answer it. I don't know yet. Hold on.
And to rebut your little argument of that,
Dragon Guard. That was a great game.
What about the like all the PlayStation Network, PlayStation 1
Fine.
Games that you
don't
can play on PSP? I'm just saying. I'm just trying to make discussion. Maybe I like your answer, Sinister Dragon, but I haven't played enough of Dragon Guard to like know how awesome it is.
Dragon Guard? What game is that?
The Square Enix, like it's kind of like Dynasty Warriors, but you could like be on a dragon. And,
I've played that game. Oh, okay.
Dude, there's so many like weapons. It's hardcore.
And it's got a pretty insane story, according to Lay Logan.
And like six different endings.
Yeah, it has like multiple endings too. That's pretty cool.
And it's like $2.99. They always have it there for like $3.
I heard the sequel sucked. Did it?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
Me neither.
So, gamer, what would you like to see ported to the handheld?
Vagrant Story. That game is so awesome.
That would be cool.
Until I got stuck in the middle because I missed a key. And I didn't know where to go, so I was messed up. So that'll be cool to play on the PSP. I like the combo system. Did you ever play that, Tekken?
I've played like I didn't play very far, and I just gave up. I didn't give up. I was just like, well, I have like too many games in my backlog. This game is taking me forever, so I'll come back to it sometime. And I never did. Well, it's like weird because like I start that game and I like play through that part where you're in like the basement and like you're fighting monsters and stuff and. It's kind of confusing because I never stick with it long enough to like figure it out, and then I'm just like, I'll come back to it. Yeah.
Or I would like to see like any of the Final Fantasy games, like Final Fantasy 7 and up. Like I don't know why those
There's
aren't
like
ported.
Four like, ported to portables.
Yeah, 4 and 5 are ported, but not like
and 1
7,
and 2.
7, 8, 9, or
well,
yeah, 7, 8, or 9.
Well, 3 good.
8 and 9.
8 on the DS.
Oh, come on. All of them are cool.
And then 4 is getting remade on the DS, and I'm sure they're gonna remake all the other ones. And like
eight.
Eventually.
8 was the worst.
3 needs to come out on the PSP.
Brainage? Oh yeah, they have a Brainage type of game though, just hosted by like some dude, some actor, I think.
Way to go and kill the chat, buddy.
I know.
So yeah. Okay, I think we can breeze through this next one. What's our retro most wanted for this week? Which is, even though it's like a day after our last show, but mine, let me think. Somebody else answer. I'm thinking. It's
oh,
like,
wait, no.
I would say that it has to be like Dreamcast and beyond, because like Dreamcast is almost 10 years old, because it's almost 2009, which would be like
Zombie de Amigo.
Well, it's going to be on the Wii. That's cool. So,
no, is it really?
Yeah, they're making it on the Wii.
Oh man, I'm totally gonna have to get a Wii to play that game. And then we can be Wii Brothers again.
Are you gonna say that like every episode? We're gonna be the Wii Brothers, Tekken. Come on. It'll be totally awesome.
Or Sonic Shuffle.
Sinister, I have like heard terrible, terrible things about the spin-off Sonic games.
Alright, shut up.
Sonic, like, Spinball
was
awesome.
What is Sonic Show?
It was terrible, but it was Sonic. I mean, like...
Yeah, but that was, like, before the era of, like, the post-Sonic... That was, like, the pre-Saturn era Dagger, so that's, like, a good spinoff. As opposed to, like, Sonic Racing, Sonic Riders, Sonic, the new one, the air people on their board, and all those are the crappy ones that they're
on
right
guys.
Now. Except for, like, the Sonic Rush games and Sonic Advance on the, at Game Boy Advance. Those are
what
like,
about Seaman?
What about Seaman?
Oh. I've always wanted to play that.
Actually, they have like that in like Japan on the PS2, but they haven't. They didn't bring it over here for some reason.
Man, have you ever played it? The game is amazing.
No, I haven't, but I would like to see it.
Oh, I have.
Okay, well, actually, Sinister.
I'll post a video of it.
What? How would they do that? Because, like, I'm sure we have the technology to do it, but I don't think it's very feasible if you're going to, like, okay, when I say, like, retro remade or whatever, like, I don't mean, like, you have to, like, buy extra peripherals to play it, because in that game, don't you need, like, a camera and a microphone or just a microphone?
Just a microphone.
Well, if you have to buy a microphone to play it, I don't think that would be very feasible.
But it came with a microphone.
Okay, fine. C-Man could be your answer.
Sweet. I just died, though. Man, I'm so pissed off. This was on the last day.
Well, I'm sure they all die, Dagger. I mean, Sinister. Like, it's not like you can just keep them alive forever.
What? You call me Dagger again?
I know, I can't help it. I just keep people's names mixed up. I can't help it.
Do I sound like Dagger? Do I have a girly voice?
And you kind of do have a girly voice.
So. Oh.
Oh, Dagger. That's not very nice.
Sorry.
Man.
Okay, I would like to see Outrunners 2. That game was awesome.
What game?
Outrunners 2. It was Oh, not Outrunners 2. It was Outrunners. It was like the plural form of Outrunner. Or not.
Type it out.
I'll type it out. Outrunners. Basically, that game called Outrun. It was like a two-player version of it. And like in the arcade, you could like both play at the same time on different screens. It was pretty awesome. And it came out on like the Genesis.
Game where you try to please that girl, that blonde head.
I'm not going to answer that question. But yeah, you basically just like race through like a series of stages. And like, yeah, it's pretty awesome. You get to play like pictures of different cars and the music's awesome. So yeah.
And the girl's hot.
Dagger, gamer, we have like a minute left. So yeah.
I say Xenogears just because it's awesome.
Yeah, that might already be out in Japan's PlayStation store, but I have to check, so I'm not going to do it right now because I'm too lazy. But I agree. High five.
That's your high five sound? Can't you just, like, really clap?
Okay, I'll do that next time. Next time you get a high five, I'll clap. Happy?
Okay, gamer, you better go fast.
Resident Evil 2. Okay, that's it.
Seriously.
Yeah, 2 is like...
That's on the Japanese PSN, but it's not on the English PSN, the American PSN.
What?
It's pissing me off.
Yeah,
that's
like
the one with the really crappy voice acting.
Yeah, that's the
yes.
First one.
What game is it?
The acting. So confused. Resident Evil 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like the only one I've beaten besides 4 and, 2 and 4 are like the only ones I've
beaten. It's like the most badass Resident Evil, because, like, it's so cool and so bad at the same time.
Yeah, that game, like, scared the crap out of me in so many parts.
Look, it's my brother beat that in like 4 hours or like 3 hours. He's pretty hardcore, even though he hates games now.
Because I haven't heard the. It's really weird. There's like a delay before it like comes on my screen and like before it like actually. Yeah. But anyway, so listeners, we're about to do the new segment. Fatal Frame for the Wii has been announced from the former developers known as Seeds, which are now some. Other developer with like a worse name than that, because like that name was cool, but now they're like something else. I'm not going to click on the story because I don't want the time to load. And Dagger's totally like mocking our segment now, but whatever. So are you guys interested in the new Fatal Frame game? I know I am.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. It's like the same game though. Yeah, there's like nothing new, is there?
You haven't played the other
one? It's like the same character from like one of the other games.
Oh, okay. Sinister, Dagger, anything to chime in with?
I've never played Fatal Frame. I don't really care.
Fatal Frame is like the only game that like scares people. Like, Silent Hill is like, okay, that's creepy. Sexually,
Silent Hill scared the crap out of me when I
really?
Saw the water and that thing.
I mean, come on. Like, Silent Hill 3 gets so weird. Like, she throws up a fetus. Oh, jeez.
That was Resident Evil, not Silent Hill. But yeah, Silent Hill is scary, too.
Man, that reminds me. I need to... Borrow Silent Hill Origins.
Hey, it's coming on PS2. Get it for $20.
Why would I do that when I just borrow it?
Shut up, Sinister. Okay, next story. Right now I'm on 1UP, so I'm just going to like say what site I'm on every time I go to a different site. Xbox Live Arcade size limit hampering the Street Fighter or Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD remix. I can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome.
But you're going to get it in 360, so it's going to be, like, gimped.
I'm not getting it on 360. I'm just saying, when it's on 360, it's going to be gimped because it has, like, all this stuff they have to compress. And they're going to have to cut some stuff out because it's not going to fit on the size limit because, sorry, Xbox Live, and your little... We had a limit, and then we totally, like, increased it to get Castlevania since the other night, and then we increased it again, but, you know. What were we thinking when we put that limit there? What were we thinking?
Well, that's like kind of messed up. Their demos are like 1 gig, and like their games are like can be only up to like 256 meg.
Well, that's what happens when you have a system that doesn't have a hard drive and you have to support it.
Oh wait, did you also hear that Burnout doesn't work online on the 360 if you don't have a hard drive?
Oh no, I did not.
Yeah. That sucks for those users.
Yes, it
wait,
does.
What?
If you have a tarred pack, it won't play Burnout Online. Paradise.
That sucks.
Yes, it does.
So PS3 for the win, yeah.
Alright, high five. So, Major Miners Majestic March announced. This is a new game from the creator Frappa. I gotta look his name up so I don't, like, get it wrong. Where is it? It's on here somewhere. I think it's Tetsuya Mizuguchi, but I'm not sure. That's the guy that does Rez. I'm not sure who does the same game. I don't see it. Whatever. It's from the dude that created Parappa, so it's going to be awesome. It's a music game on the Wii about marching bands. Can't wait to play it. Don't know when it comes out yet, though. So, yeah, I'm going to wait for a date. Let's see what else. What else? Gamers are lining up in Japan to buy the Super Smash Brothers Brawl. You guys are so not right. They're typing in little emoticons right now in the chat trying to like make me laugh or something. I don't know what they're doing. They're just being jerks. But yeah. I'm sure that game will like sell millions and millions and just print money. There's March downloadable content revealed for Rock Band. Let me click on this and read it. Alright, March 4th we have the Thrash Pack. March 11th. Okay, let me read these songs. At the Gates, Blended by Fear. Evil, Thrashes, The Haunted, Shadow World. Okay, Okay, I'll move on to the next story since Sinister doesn't care about this. Downloadable content for Rock Band. Check it out. Let's see. Rock Band confirmed for Wii and second quarter Europe release. It's not in Europe yet? Aw, too bad, Europe guys. I feel sorry for you. Oh, cool, they have this cool chart about Japanese hardware. Let me read it real quick. DS Lite, 79,000. PSP, 77,000. Wii, 74,000. PS3, 34,000. PS2, 11,000. And Xbox, 4,000. I rounded off those numbers to, like, the thousandth. So, like, yeah, there's, like, more, but I didn't say it. So, yeah, somehow, the PSP is performing extraordinarily well to only be 2,000 behind the DS, which is, like, destroying in every territory right now. But yeah, I totally picked up my PSP, and like, I love it, like, it's totally awesome, so I totally recommend it to anybody. Which is probably why it's selling so much right now with the price drop and redesign, because it's totally awesome. It can do so many things that the DS can't, and it plays games that don't look like N64 games. Watered down. Okay. PlayStation 3 development still problematic for EA. I'm not going to read that story. Devil May Cry 4 finally coming to dartboards. What? No, it's in Japan. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'm reading off of Kotaku right now. Yeah, here we go with the Mercenaries 2 officially delayed by EA. What do you guys think about this?
Horrible news. It's already been delayed once. Come on. I think they're afraid of, like, Grand Theft Auto, seriously. Because it was coming out in March, right?
Yeah.
Then they delayed it to 1 year from now. So, that's weird. Seriously.
Yeah, I think they could take GTA, because, like, compared to GTA, like, the stuff that you do in, like, Mercenaries is, like, it actually has an effect on, like, the alliances that you have with, like, the different people. So it's, like, if you start killing a certain group of people, they don't like you. You can only do missions for another group. So you have to, like, watch what you're doing and not just, like, kill all the Chinese dudes or... Well, I guess this is in Venezuela this time. Not kill all the Venezuelan dudes or American dudes or whatever.
I think what happens, like, they read their impressions on the new impressions on Grand Theft Auto 4, and they're like, okay, that's cool. What can we do to make it better, you know? So maybe that's the route they're taking, but who knows?
Who knows indeed. PlayStation Store update. Let's see. What are you guys laughing about? Oh, okay, I see what you guys did. Yeah, so this should just be like an emoticon of some smiley face talking with arrows pointing to it that says Tekken. Ha ha ha. So mature, Sinister. Anyway.
That was me, not Sinister.
Oh, Dagger. Games. Dagger did that.
Oh, jeez.
Jerk Dagger. Anyway. So, yeah, there's a demo of Conflict Denied Ops. Let's see. There's going to be some Rock Band tracks and downloadable add-ons for Folklore. Mario Kart Wii, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. And lastly, I will say this story, which is, I don't really care about it. It's basically this new game announced by EA called Facebreaker. It's a boxing game with a cartoony look. I don't really care about this. Like, I saw it and I was like, well, I think they're just trying to, like, appeal to the casual audience with the look of this game, since they did the same thing with the new, what's it, Battlefield game that's all cartoony, like Team Fortress, which they totally ripped off. I'm just going to say that because, you know, that's what I think.
They said that they didn't rip it off. They said it was in the design documentation.
Sure. I don't believe that at all. It's like, nobody wants, like, a cartoony-looking Battlefield. Like, all the users of that game, they're, like, fans of that genre. They don't want a, like, cartoony Battlefield. They want, like, the realistic stuff. Like, seriously. Seriously.
But it has to run on, like, crappy PCs, so they have to go that route.
I think, like, another reason is, like, they might have not wanted to have to, like, compete with Call of Duty 4 since it went modern this time. And they didn't want to, like, look bad after that came out and just, like, has completely dominated the multiplayer scene right now.
But what can you do? It's free. Yeah, that's what I like.
There's nothing wrong with that, because Gunbound's free and it's totally awesome. Isn't that right, guys?
Gunbound? Yeah, Gunbound. Oh. I played that for a while. It was alright.
Sinister muted himself and he doesn't know how to unmute.
Well, too bad. He can't. So,
call dropped. Oh.
I can get him back in here. Where is he at? Let me get back into the thingy. Where's my... I gotta open the window again. Okay.
What do you guys think of the PS3 dev kits dropping?
Where is...
They're like 10,000 now, I think.
Oh, really? I want one. No. Aren't they, like, freaking huge, too?
I don't know how big they are. I can't afford a 10,000 dev kit, but that's pretty...
What are you talking about, sir? I mean, what are you talking about?
The PS3 dev kit.
You can't buy a dev kit, though. You're not a developer. What are you talking about?
You can buy them 10,000 something something.
You can?
Yes.
Where?
It was in the back of my OXM magazine.
I'm trying to add Sinister back to this thing, but it's not working. Okay, never mind. Are you back, Sinister?
I think.
Okay.
Yep,
yes.
We can hear you.
Yeah, next time I might not add you back, so yeah. Watch what you do and stuff.
I don't know what, I muted it, and then I went to unmute it, and it wouldn't press the button down. It wouldn't do anything. Like, I'll press the Skype, the window, and, like, MSN will pop up. I'm like, what the hell?
Okay, I'm on joystick now. EA posts a record quarter, $1.5 billion, $33 million net loss. Oh, EA losing money. They might have to... I'm sure that's, like, because of the acquisition of the BioWare and Pandemic, but who knows. I'm not going to read the story right now because I don't feel like it. All right, about the Rock Band coming to the Wii. Let's see what else. What else? Mercenaries 2 delayed. Already talked about that. EA boss confident sport debut before the holidays.
Oh,
what do you guys have to say about that?
I got some news. PS3... my bad. PSP firmware 3.90.
That's
custom firmware came out.
It's old news, I already had that on my PSP. All this is add Skype.
Oh, like, custom firmware?
Wait, yeah, custom firmware.
We're not talking about custom firmware, I'm sure. Before we kick you out of the... Before we kick you out again.
You play your NES, Super NES ROMs and somewhere else.
Okay, so yeah. Spore, can't wait for it. Should be one of the most awesome games this year if it comes out. Also can't wait for StarCraft 2 on the PC and the new WoW expansion. It's gonna be an awesome year for us PC gamers. Awesome, woo! Yeah.
Did you talk about WoW?
Oh yeah, Left 4 Dead, that's gonna be awesome too. And
making
the crossing
new maps for Portal and Team Fortress 2.
Okay, Sinister, will you quit interrupting my segment with your old news before I mute you or something?
Did you talk about that though?
No, I didn't. It's old news. We're only talking about news from today.
That is news from today.
But,
posted January 31st, 2008.
Well, I heard about it yesterday, and it's not important, okay? So
you know what? Shut up.
No. You can't make me. Anyway. So, yeah. Here's a rumor about the 120 gigabyte PS3 at a GameStop conference call. If Yukino's here, we could ask her about it, but she's not, so yeah. We'll have more about that in the next segment.
Is she, like, eating?
I don't know. I think she's on MSN, but I'm not going to bother messaging.
She's been eating for, like, an hour.
MSN is not here, so she's probably playing her 360 or something. Who knows? Who cares?
She's playing Blue Dragon.
You?
I heard that was horrible.
Yeah, me too. But,
me too, but I still want to play it.
Me too. I want to play it, too. I almost bought it.
Do you want to, guys, you want to play Lost Odyssey for 360?
Yeah.
You do?
Try
it out.
At the top of my.
Wait, do you know if in that game you could play Japanese voices?
I think you can. You should be able to.
That would be badass.
If it was on Blu-ray, you could, but you know, yeah.
Yeah, well, it comes with 4 discs.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. It's like I told Dagger about that. It's like on 4 discs.
Yeah, that's like why I want it.
It's kind of ridiculous. Okay, I'm done with the news because I'm looking at all this stuff and it's just old and stuff that's not really that cool. Because there's this thing about the whole GTA 4 ad where they're putting up the posters and on like street thingies in New York, but whatever. I'm on GameSpot and there's not really too much new stuff on here.
Oh, except for the
let's see. Oh yeah, it's like screw GameSpot, dude. I'm not doing them. Yeah. Anyway, let's see the news segment. almost done with this week's last final test run show. You guys should check out our show next week. It'll be on Thursday again. Hopefully we'll have like all this ironed out and our features and everything. I'm gonna have a blog tomorrow for like a whole week long discussion of what we want our podcast to be and how I can make it way more awesome than it is now. But let's see. We have one more segment, maybe more, if we can like think of anything else. Yeah, too many guys like put so much spam in the chat, I have to like scroll all the way up to see what our next thing is. Even though I know it, I just want to make sure.
What?
Okay, so 15 seconds left. I'm just gonna let this run out. I don't have anything else to say.
I miss Sly Loken.
Yeah, she'd probably like learn how to edit this, but whatever. I don't know. Whatever, sister. And it's called Gripe Time, where we gripe about stuff we don't like in the gaming industry and other stuff like that. So, anybody want to go first? Or anybody have anything to say? Or gripe about?
I'll go. This is Gamer, and I fucking hate multiple SKUs. Seriously, that is why the Wii is succeeding, and that's why Sony and Microsoft is failing. And what's with this 120GB SKU? Horrible. They could just release the 40GB, people, you could upgrade. That's what Trooper's doing, and that's what everyone should be doing. 120GB? No. That's it of my rants. Multiple SKUs.
Well, kind of agree, but I kind of don't agree, because, like...
What? You don't agree? Why?
I agree there should be one SKU, but I think, like, they have screwed themselves so badly right now that they kind of have to, like, fix it.
Wait, go ahead.
They have to, like, find a solution, like, as soon as possible, because, like, the quicker they can get it down to one SKU, like you said, like, they should just leave it at the 40 and somehow, like, make it a firmware update to backwards compatibility.
Did you see the commercial? It's like a car commercial. It says starting at $399. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
What? What? Sure.
I'm totally watching this video of, like, anime girls. And... Shut up. In Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And, like, she's shooting little Pikachus. It's so amazing.
Oh, I saw it. It's, like, it's a mod on the PC. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They're, like, speaking Japanese and shit.
I had to get the PC version then to play that.
Dude, oh my God, I'm gonna send the video. It's amazing.
She has like a machine gun, this anime chick, and she's like, she's shooting Pikachu all over.
What is that supposed to mean?
Okay, anyway, so yeah.
Why did you give me that?
Sister! Stop interrupting.
I'm sorry.
His mom busted in.
Oh yeah, where's the mute button? Because like my grandma came in here, but I like didn't know where it was at, so I stopped talking. That's why I was like so quiet earlier when like you guys were like, where'd Tekken go? I actually didn't say anything because I was like, oh crap. Well, in my mind, I was like, oh crap, but I didn't, like, say it out loud. Because then, like, you guys would know and someone was up and, like, Tekken, what's wrong? We have to save you. Like Otacon when he's like, Snake! That's what happened. You guys would be like, Tekken, are you there? Tekken! And, like, yeah, Owen answered. You had to, like, have some rescue party. Okay, we're digressing right now, but, back to the rant section. I want to say no to, PSP games being part of the PS2, at least to, like, okay, when you're playing it for the PSP and you're like, oh man, this is totally awesome, and then, like, the releases on the PS2 with, like, extra stuff, that's not cool, because, like, if I would have known beforehand that a game was coming out on the PS2, I probably would have got that, since I played most of my games on the PS2, besides, like, the whole advantage of the PSP being portable, because, like, some games work better than others portably, but some don't, because, like, if, let's see.
Wait, go ahead.
So, like, Tactics Line War, if I got it ported to the PSP, I mean, 2, I'd totally pick that up, because, like, I could totally just, like, sink hours and hours into it, because... But then it's also fun to, like, play on the go, because I can play it anywhere now, but... See, that's the thing, it's like even though you can play it anywhere, when you port it to the PS2, it's like, well, it's even cheaper, or just as low priced, and I don't have to worry about it, and it just, like, solves all my problems.
To the PS2 if
it... Yeah,
but... yeah, she has a point.
Well, actually, you're wrong, because in this one, there are all the, like, extra cool stuff that's not in the PS2 version.
Yeah,
well, doesn't it have slowdown? It added slowdown, didn't
it? Oh, yeah, it has slowdown, but that's, like, the only flaw. Well, then, like, you can't save between... Or you can't, like, save during a fight. You have to, like, put it to sleep. That really ticked me off, too. But there's, like, the two knocks against it besides the slowdown. Or the only knock against it besides the slowdown. Yeah, in the porting to PS2, but I guess you guys gotta do what you gotta do, and piracy is so rampant. Isn't that right, Sinister Dragon? You guys are, like, losing so much money on PSP sales. Software sales, anyway. Since you're, like, selling boatloads of hardware, but no software. Just saying.
Well, everyone's using... Well, one point is, like, everyone's using it for something else.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
That too.
Because like, I use it for music, but I don't use it all the time. I play games, too, but...
Yeah, I want to, like, figure out how to put some movies or DVDs onto it so I can watch episodes of Transformers when I'm at work.
Yeah, you could basically do that. You could rip your DVDs to a PSP. It's easy.
Okay, I guess we'll, like, talk after this unless it's, like, in case it's not a legit way to do it.
No, it's legit if you own the DVD.
I have all of the seasons and stuff.
Jeez. It's all Transformers, right? Did you see the crappy Cartoon Network version?
I saw that. I was, like, so mad. See, I saw that on, like, Wikipedia. I was looking up stuff, like, after the movie came out. I was, like, looking into, like, all the backstory and canon of, like, the cartoons and stuff. And I saw they were coming out with, like, a new one and, like, what it looked like. I was like, oh, what is this abomination? I was like, oh, no.
They don't even look like robots anymore, seriously.
Like, the animation is so terrible. It's like, oh, my gosh, like, terrible. Is it, like, Megatron is just, like, a head? It's like, what is this?
I think there's a big, huge robot. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Is that an actual robot from the previous one?
I didn't see, like, the whole episode. I just, like, watched a bit of it, and I was like, it's turning the channel. I was like, no thanks. So, Dag... What?
What was your gripe? Oh, okay.
Dagger.
I have to tell you guys up front, I have a memory problem, so... If I forget anything, just let me know.
Dagger, Sister Dragon, guys, I got anything to gripe about?
I hate when you buy a game and then a week later you see the newer, better released version. Like, they do that with all the Metal Gear games. That just pisses me off.
I don't think that happened a week later.
I agree.
Yeah, I know. It's not a week later, but still. And then, like, they put a better one out and it's cheaper. And you're like, but I already... played it, and I can't ever justify buying, like, the subsistence ones, or whatever they're called, the newer ones, like, Ops Plus, I don't buy that.
Well, Ops 3 came out, it was pretty badass. It came out a year later, though.
And Ops Plus is more of a, like, expansion pack. It's, like, it's not, like, a, like, full-featured game. It's just, like, extra stuff to add on to the original. It's like...
I don't know. It's like, if you're going to make the game better, why don't you just do that to begin with?
Yeah, that's true.
The good game out first.
Well, what I hate is, like, when you buy a game, and then, like, a week later, it's $20 off. Like,
yeah.
Oh, jeez, that's horrible. It's like, I bought Call of Duty at $60, and you see, no, new price, $35. I'm like, what? Come on. Give me a break. Anyways... Oh yeah, Tekken, I can't believe you hated Acid. Seriously.
Yeah, I was about to get to that, like, in the next segment, but, well, I want to know why. The characters are crap, the stories are crap. Let's see, it's more of an RPG than anything else. And, like, it's not
Wait, let's hold it off for the next segment. What's the next segment?
Well, we don't really have a next segment. This is like the last official segment, air quotes. But we could totally just like have a Metal Gear Acid debate.
I gotta go.
Hey, Dagger, have you played Acid?
Adios, guys.
Sister Dragon is leaving us. Goodbye, Sister Dragon.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. There's always next week and stuff.
Yay.
Even though you didn't get your griping, you can get it in next week. You can get 2 and 12 if you haven't liked this again. But yeah, later.
Good night.
Goodbye. Okay, what were you going to say, Dagger?
Oh, I was just saying I played a little bit of Acid, but not that much, because it wasn't that great.
Oh, you're killing me. Guess what? Like, I don't know. Like, I really like it. Like, for some reason, it just clicked. Like, even the story is, like, so messed up. I'm like, this kind of different, like, story thing. You know, it's kind of weird, messed up, but it works. I don't know. I just like the combat. You didn't like the combat at all?
No, I tried to look at it like an RPG, but then it's a really crappy RPG. Like,
that's what happened to me. I started playing it like it was a strategy RPG. Like, I'd use cards just to, like, get to the guards, and then I'd use, like, the weapon cards to kill the guards, and, like, I was playing it like an RPG and not like Metal Gear. And, like, exactly. I didn't like how you could, like, be in a cardboard box and, like, they wouldn't, like, act like they didn't see you. They'd just, like, spot you, and you'd get the alert mode.
Like, the only problem with the game, like, they don't tell you how to do anything. Like, I was so confused for, like, the first couple hours on how to use weapons. Like, you see that, like, cinema where, like, the girl uses the weapon, that, what's her name? Teiko or something?
Yeah, Teiko.
She uses that flawlessly, and, like, thinking, okay, I want to do that, too. And, like, you're using, like, simple handguns, and, like, how do I use this weapon? I didn't know you had to use it. Like, oh, that was my only, like, thing about it. But it's, once you learn that you could just toss a grenade, and you just shoot it, and it kills everyone.
Yeah, I like that.
That's, like, that's it. That's a game for me. And plus, Acid, too, like, improves. Like, remember in the first one, you have to, like, use the arrow to move? When you, like, in Acid 2, like, when you move up, the character actually moves up along with you, so you know where you're going. So it's much better. But they removed that exploit where you could just toss a grenade and just shoot at it. They removed it.
Oh, darn.
And, like, now you could, like, in Acid 2, you could, like, go on fire now? Or was it in the first one? I don't remember.
You mean, like, you can get caught on fire and, like, take the burn damage, or what?
Yeah, well, like, it sucks because, like the other problem with the game, I still like it, but the other problem is, like, the guards think they have a sword. Because, like, remember Tactics, Final Fantasy Tactics, the enemy has to go up to you to, like, attack. And this one, they can attack anywhere they want, but they still go up to your face to attack you. And, like, that's weird, like, sort of, because they think they have, like, a weapon. But they, like, they have guns. Like, they could just shoot from the distance. That's fucking messed up. I don't know. But, yeah, I still love the game, though.
I don't know how you can...
I had 20 hours invested in the first one.
I think it was 20 hours of my save, which I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, jeez. You're taking too much time.
I don't know, I took the save file. Because there have been, like, times that I've, like, played through a level and I died, and I was like, dig it. But, like, luckily it doesn't, like, go to, like, a game over screen. It, like, lets you save or whatever. It goes back to the briefing thing. I thought that was nice.
Well, it's weird because, like, even in the second one, even in the first game, like, when you save midway, it goes back to the title screen. I thought that was so weird. You've never tried that? You could save mid-mission?
Yeah, I do that.
I think that's messed up. Like, what if you just want to save just in case you die? Anyways, yeah. But the story, I can't believe you didn't like the story with the girls.
Okay. The whole on the plane, look at our two little puppets. What lame characters we have as villains. These two little crazy clown puppet things. They're all like, oh, ho, ho, we're going to kill the whole crew. We're going to fly this plane into a building. And, yeah,
Did you see the twist yet?
I don't think I have why.
Oh, okay. I could just shut up right now because it, like, totally makes the game. Like, the story just, like, jumps 100%. Makes it awesome.
Yeah, like, every time it would, like, jump back to the plane part and, like, out of, like, the part, because, like, you're in the combat and, like, you're focusing on, like, Snake in the place with all the people trying to get the what's it called? The daggers, and, like, all these troops that are trying to kill him, and then, like, it jumps to the airplane. It's like, what the hell is this? I don't care about these people. They have nothing to do right now. They're just, like, on their codex trying to, like, talk to us and survive, but right now I'm not on the plane, so I can't do anything, so, yeah. And then the whole, like, the whole double identity thing, like, seriously, are you Hans Davis? Who's Hans Davis? That really...
He lost his memory, man. That's, no, like, the best story plot point ever.
That is, like, cliche 101. Oh, I lost my memory. I don't remember anything. I could be Hans Davis. I could not. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe in a past life. It's like, no. Like, all the... Like, there's, like, mention of, like, Hans Davis in any, like, other Metal Gear game, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, I went up to this machine, and it totally recognized me. I don't know how that happened. Oh, I must be Hans Davis. I don't know who he is, but...
You're gonna love the second game, because he loses his memory again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're just, like, not my play, because, yeah, the whole clown thing, too, when you're like, hey, why are you shooting at me? Aren't you Teleco? Ha ha ha, I'm Clown. Blah 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 blah. It's like, that's like another thing I didn't like about the game. Is like, I'm so used to like the dialogue in like the console versions that like all the text I had to read is just didn't make the characters flesh out as much as they would have if they like could have talked and just been like, ar ha ha, yar yar. But yeah, I don't know. Overall, I just don't enjoy it because, too convoluted and then just, I don't know. Just, it feels broken. I hope they fix it in the second game, but we'll see. The whole memory thing, seriously, I don't know how they could, like, use that the first game, and then the next game, oh, he loses his memory again. What is this?
Well, it's weird, because, like, he's like, what did I do 3 months ago? I was like, okay.
Man. Because, like, at least in Metal Gear Solid 2, he's like, the Hudson River 2 years ago. Then, like, it flashes forward to when you're on the big shell, but you're not Solid Snake or Raiden, but whatever.
Okay, this is totally off topic. What did you think about being Raiden in Metal Gear Solid 2? Just think.
It didn't bother me. I liked him. I thought
you liked Raiden?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He uses a sword! How awesome is that?
Seriously, because, like, I played that MGS2 demo from the Devil May Cry disc for, like, dozens of times, and then you finally play the final game.
Why did you do that?
Like, you say, oh, your code name is Snake. And then he's like, what? Is this a different voice actor? Like, what? And, like, he takes off his mask, and he's a freaking platinum blonde. horrible decision. And Kojima said he did it for the girls.
Oh, wait.
I don't know how that's for the girls.
Yeah, well, I, like, seeing as I only played one Metal Gear game, which was Solid, on the PS1, and I totally thought it was awesome, I was, like, just wanting to play another Metal Gear game on the PS2 with, like, awesome graphics and stuff.
Like, I mean, I like 2, but, man, it just went all over the place, especially with, like, the AI and, like, how Otacon had sex with his mother and, like,
what are you talking about?
Come on!
I don't remember the whole sex with his mother part, but, yeah.
No, seriously, he had, like, incestual sex with his mother, and, like, what? Otacon, yeah. The guy with the glasses, he likes anime.
You find all that out while you're trying
what,
to...
yeah. No, like, and then he has a sister, and the sister is awesomely genius, and, like, this parrot, it was totally messed up. And like, I hopefully they solve who Vamp is, because...
Yeah, man, Vamp was... Freaking, yeah. That was, like, a knock or a miss on that one. Because, like, he dies, but he doesn't die. And then he comes back, and it's like, okay, didn't I just kill him? And it's like... Then, like, you get to the end of the game, and, like, you never resolve that. It's like, okay, well, what happened to him? Then we see him in the Metal Gear Solid 4 trailer, and he's like, oh, I guess he survived or something.
Yeah, I love how they're trying to make Raiden...
And somehow he has joined forces with Revolver Ocelot. It's like, okay, that makes sense.
Did any of you guys play Metal Gear Solid 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it when he made, like, that general guy a freaking... He gets raped by Vulgan.
Yes, yeah. That was cool.
Raped by Vulgan.
Yeah, that part's so funny when he, like, walks in on Snake and he's in his camouflage and he, like, grabs him and he's like, what the?
You're not.
That's, like, my favorite scene from that game is, like, the whole interrogation part and he, like, yeah, that was, like, so awesome. The pacing on that and, like, just the tension was, like, crashing up. And then, like, after that all happened, you're like, okay, I finally know that I'm in the 1970s and this is Big Boss. It's not Solid Snake. Because of what happens to him. That's so awesome. I love Sneaky. That was like, yeah, I love that one.
That was, like, it was better because the story wasn't as shit as Metal Gear Solid 2, but it was, like, straightforward action. That was pretty awesome.
And the camouflage. I like the camouflage, too.
Yeah, the bosses are cool. The Fury, the Fear, what are the other ones?
Sorrow, the End, the boss.
Who's
the guy? Not that person.
Way to go, Tekken.
The End. The Fury.
Oh,
the Fury.
How do you guys like the End? He was awesome.
That was awesome.
It took me hours just to beat it.
Yeah, I saved and then didn't come back to it. Oh. I came back and he was already dead. And everybody's like, this battle's so cool. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He was dead already. Yeah, so I missed that battle. I need to replay it.
Did any of you guys play, like, the Devil May Cry segment? I never did.
No, I didn't.
I never did. The Nightmare thing?
Yeah.
No.
Ah. You should... Wait, do any of you guys have subsistence?
I have it.
Nope.
Did you see the Raiden video where he's, like, time-traveling?
No.
Oh, so badass. You should watch it.
Yeah, I saw this one on YouTube that one of my friends put up. It's, like, Snake... It's, like, the very beginning after the, I think it's after this, like the first mission that they do before they go in again. It's like and they're taking off in the helicopter and Snake's like on the thing and he's like reaching out to the boss and like it's a parody and like they're doing like rock, paper, scissors. It's pretty funny. Or it's kind of hard to explain, but you have to watch it.
Yeah. It's all the videos are in subsistence. It's freaking hilarious. You should watch it.
Yeah, I got like a bonus video like this time I played through and like, that guard guy that you sneak out when you try to sneak out after the interrogation, like, instead of, like, sneaking out or whatever, I did that thing where you can, like, have a conversation with him, and, like, there's that extra scene where he talks about himself. It's pretty cool. I need to put it on
Johnny
YouTube.
Sasaki. He takes, like, big crap in MGS1, I think. Yes.
Yeah, he does. Cause that's the diarrhea card in Metal Gear Acid.
I think he's in part 4, too. Or something.
Yeah, I thought that was weird, like, the part on like, the trailer where it had, like, the dude going to the bathroom at the end, like, it made me think that, like, Raiden was, like, with them, but, like, under, like, normal clothes with his, ninja suit on, but I'm not sure.
Do you think that's Raiden?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm not sure, though. Well, I think it is, because, like, it's his voice, it seems like it's his voice, and it seems like he's, like, covering himself and his, like, hair sticking out, and, like, yeah.
Well, it's weird because didn't, like, Snake say, like, how did you survive for 10 years or something like that?
Yeah, but and then Meryl is, like, with the new Foxhound, so it would make sense for him to be with the Foxhound if he was with the, Oh, wait a minute, never mind. I completely forgot, like, Colonel Campbell's night in the second game.
Wasn't he AI, though, in the second game?
Yeah, he is, because he's, like...
So did he even exist?
That's a good question. This is Dirt of the Metal Gear Solid podcast.
Metal Gear Solid 2 is seriously the weirdest story ever. Once you get to like the AI, like what the hell is going on? Is Rose alive or whatever? Whatever. It's just totally messed up.
Yeah, the whole like after you get interrogated on that game and like Raiden's naked, from that part to the end of the game, it just screws with your head.
Yeah, I love the little images you get up in the corner.
That was very weird.
I wish they would put back the scene they removed, because it totally breaks the game somewhat. You know the scene where, like, the thing is crashing in New York, and then, like, all of a sudden it cuts, and, you know, all of a sudden you're fighting with, the ex-president, George Sears. You know that scene?
Wait, what?
Especially they would put the scene back. They removed the scene because of that 9/11 incident.
I don't, like, know what they removed, though, so, yeah.
Because it fades to white, and all of a sudden you're just, like, you drop down, and you're fighting the president. You see, that's fucked up, too. It's like, why is the ex-president, this guy with tentacles, like, oh, that's weird. Oh, my God. Then all of a sudden, then you see that woman, what's her name? She has, like, really, she has actual powers. Like, what?
Oh, yeah. Fortune?
Oh, my God. They have to explain that all in just... Oh, yeah, did you guys know that they're going to re-release...
We talked about that on our last podcast, the Essential Collection.
Really? I only got halfway in that last podcast, so sorry if I didn't listen to you guys.
That's okay.
I think it was like 15 minutes of you like setting up.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one. The first one's not that great. The first one's just crap.
You had a second one?
Yeah.
Was it posted?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just put it up.
Oh, jeez. I missed it.
It's way better. Not just Tekken reading things and talking about vampires.
Vampires, huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. You've been playing Vampire Masquerade or something.
Yeah, that game's awesome.
Is that old?
Yeah, it's like 2004.
Oh, that's not that old.
2004, 2005. It's pretty old. But still, it's still fun. It's still good. Like, it's really weird, though, because, like, I was expecting it to look like crap, but since I got, like, my new video card, and, like, I turned up, like on the default, it looks like crap, but then, like, you turn it to the, like, highest resolution, and, like, it looks, like, amazing, so it's, like, weird. And it, like, runs pretty smooth. It just has, like, a few bugs in it, though.
Dagger's playing Monster Hunter. I can feel it.
Yeah.
her status thingy too, whatever that is when the thingy is there.
Wait, so they canceled the online play for the PS2 version, right?
Of what?
Yeah, the servers went down December 31st.
Yeah.
Well, they were still live a few days after that, but...
Wait, can you play online with the... You can't play online with the PSP version, right?
You can if you have this little Wi-Fi thingy.
Oh. Yeah, see, like, that's the only problem. Why I didn't get into that game was that because it wasn't online. I don't have friends that have PSPs, that's why.
Yeah, you have to use like some good backwards way to play the infrastructure, not the infrastructure, but the ad hoc mode, because there's no infrastructure. That's another problem with PSP games, is like not enough of them have infrastructure online.
Well, Portable Ops has infrastructure. Did you try playing that?
Yeah, but I don't have the first one. I only have plus, so I didn't want to like jump in with like all the people that know what they're doing. I can just like kill.
Oh yeah, regarding Monster Hunter, what do you guys think about coming out to Wii? Is it awesome for you guys?
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Do both of you have Wiis?
No.
I don't have one.
She doesn't.
But
I do.
Yeah, it's cheaper than the PlayStation 3, so that's cool.
Come on, Tekken, force her to get a Wii. She forced you to get a 360.
Well, she keeps saying she's going to get one, but, you know. Dagger's
I'm
off.
Between getting a Wii and Rock Band or getting a PlayStation 3. I can't decide.
She keeps saying she can't.
Rock Band is awesome, by the way. Oh, yeah, that's what I've been playing, too, but I forgot about that. My guitar crapped out. Like, oh, jeez. The strum bar didn't work. Like, oh, I have to turn it back in.
Well,
I got a new one 2 days later, and now the like the yellow button sticks. I'm like, oh my god! Seriously, hardware availability. I said that wrong, but anyways, good luck on your 360 pick, and hope
yeah,
it doesn't go.
Yeah, I like seriously like
be ringed up.
I'm gonna be really pissed if that happens because I like called every stupid store in my city, and like they're all like, nope, we don't have any, sold out. And it's like I went online. They're all back ordered, and I finally found like a website and I was like, yes, finally.
360 sold out?
No, the Elites. Seriously? Just not the pros, just the Elites.
You want the Elite?
Yeah, I got the Elite.
I heard it craps out really fast.
What?
No, because it's black.
You're gonna make a freak out, gamer.
No, because it's black and like the temperature's getting really hot and it's like, you know,
whatever.
The heat stays in the system. I don't know, I'm just joking. I got the Halo 3 version, the freaking retard version. It looks, oh. the only thing I don't like is like the green color. It's just ugly. But the bronze is nice. Yeah.
Yes,
I already
have
one problem though. It's like, I got one red ring and like, that's not good.
You're right about that. That wasn't like on your Drunken Gamer. That's, you're like, oh no,
oh,
I got a red ring.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, like, I was going to, like, wait for a price drop, but then after the whole CES and, like, HD DVD is dead, there's, like, no real reason to have to, like, worry about getting an add-on for it. And since, like, I'm not worried about, like, a Wi-Fi connection, I don't have to worry about buying the wireless adapter either. And then, like, since PS3 plays Blu-ray, I'm not going to wait for the 360 that plays Blu-ray, since I'm going to get a PS3 anyway, so that solves the problem. It's like all the
wait, did you hear Microsoft is thinking they're going Blu-ray all the way or something? I don't know. It's like a rumor, but that would be so horrible.
It's like, even if they do have a new SKU that has like Blu-ray built in, it's like I don't think it's gonna be that much better than what's already out. Or they're not gonna like, well, they could since they're Microsoft, but I would hope that they wouldn't screw up their existing user base as much as they did with the people that had the pros when the Elites came out.
Wait, the Elite has the 120, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because I knew I needed a bigger hard drive, so I was like, there's no way I'm going to pro.
And it's weird, because it's kind of messed up for the 360. You can't, like, exchange it, like, manually, a hard drive. You have to buy the, like, the...
Isn't it a wire... Or like
$200 for a hard drive or something, or $100.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous. Like, cause I was looking on eBay trying to get like one for cheap, so I could get like a pro and like just switch into the big.
Oh yeah.
But like, I couldn't, so I was like, dang it. Price drop.
You guys have been hearing about the price drops for like PS3 and 360. They're going to go down when GTA comes out or something. It's just a rumor, but it's interesting. $50 for a PS3, 40 gig or something like that. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's like weird because like now I'm thinking about getting the 360 for the or the GTA for 360. But even though I like the DualShock more than I like the 360 controller, because I've always like not liked that controller. Like I've liked that controller like the least compared to all the other controllers out. But now I like don't really have a choice since I don't really have like another next gen console to play that game on. But at least it has like the exclusive downloadable content. But I don't know. I'll wait until like what happens with that before I buy it to see if it's any good or not.
Like my concern is like there's like I have PS3 and 360 and like which version you want to get, like
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm sure like wait.
Like the DLC, like you don't know how much it costs. It could cost like $30 for like just like 5 missions. You never know.
Yeah, that's you. They could just like screw you on the pricing.
This is gonna be a role you could play as the dude from Vice City on 360. That's about it. Just beat Theo. Wait, didn't she just beat Theo, though?